Joining me back in studio as usual on a Tuesday for your Tech Talk Tuesday discussion, Tienis Jansen van Rensburg of Bandwidth Blog. Tienis, welcome again.
Thank you.
So we're heading a little bit into the stars with this one. And this is fascinating because I've seen a lot of news floating around about the James Webb Telescope. First and foremost, just enlighten us, the James Webb Telescope, what is this thing all about?
Right, so it launched on Christmas Day last year after a couple of long delays, mostly just because of weather, but also because of some technical issues. But it launched 100% successfully. It went outside the orbit of the moon, and as it started to get to its kind of final resting place, which is called the second Lagrange point, it was starting to unfurl all of its sun shields, and then the massive lenses started to unfurl, and everything went down without a hitch, and now the James Webb Space Telescope is in its final orbit, ready to take some of the most amazing observations we've ever seen. So this new telescope is kind of taking over from Hubble as our best way of peering into the universe. And its main and first objective is going to be to try to see the very, very infancy of the universe, trying to see the very first galaxies when they formed, only several hundred millions of years after the beginning of time, rather than the oldest ones we've seen now is kind of from Hubble's much more matured and very, very far away, obviously. So that's why we can still see into the past. But this is kind of going to change the way that we understand the universe and the makeup thereof and how it's evolved, like it's evolved over the 13, 14 billion years it's been around.
Look, I know it's been very exciting because I've been following the kind of news articles about it with the sun foil unfolding. They needed to make sure that it tensions correctly, that it expands correctly, because obviously it protects the telescope from the rays of the sun, as far as I understand.
Yeah, exactly. So usually a telescope is in a tube, right?
Yeah.
And that is what protects it from light, not only interfering, but also damaging it. This new James Webb Space Telescope is so large that, you know, there was no tube that they could build that would be big enough to do that.
And
so
that they could shoot up in space, of
exactly.
course.
Exactly. Yeah. So that is why it's so far out. It's about four times the distance that the moon is from the Earth. So very far out in stable orbit. And it's always going to be pointed away from the sun with these massive sun shields on the other side blocking that light coming through.
You know what? It's fascinating if you think about how far these things can peer back in time, as you've mentioned, as well. So I think it's going to be very exciting in terms of what we're going to be able to see. When can we expect? Do you know when we can expect to start seeing some of the first images?
Yeah, so it's kind of in its setup phase now, so mostly kind of just running tests, making sure all of the equipment is working as it should. They said it should take about 6 to 8 weeks for that to happen. So within the next couple of months, we could start seeing the first data coming through. What's going to be interesting is it's actually an infrared telescope. So it's not, old school mirror like Hubble. So it's going to see a whole different spectrum of the universe and show some things we've never seen before. And we also hope to use it to be able to look at planets around other suns in our galaxy and get a lot more information than we currently can with our current technology. Things like the makeup of the atmosphere, or the trace signs of life in the atmosphere. Those kind of things we'll be able to see with James Webb as well.
We'll see our books and geography books and all those kind of things, you know, starting with those new pictures filtering in over the next couple of years.
Definitely.
It's going to be interesting. Tienis, thank you very much, man. Have a lekker day.
You too.